One name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body's vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I apologize for running a little late this morning. I came downstairs to sit down at my system that's down here that where I do the podcast, and I had an electrician at the office or at the house yesterday, and he had to turn the master panel at the master board on and off a couple of times while he was working on a couple of electrical things. And it never occurred to me that it would shut down my whole system. And when I brought it back up, half of it didn't work, and it's reversed and backwards. And trying to move, you know, it's like, okay, I have to go. I need that corner, but I need to get it from that corner. And so it's apologies for technical difficulties this morning. So anyways, if you're joining us here for the first time, thank you. This is our weekly morning coffee with Dr. T, that it's an open forum question and answer time that will take your questions, field your questions, but be sure to ask your questions in a generic sort of way that will be beneficial to everyone, because I can't give specific medical advice. So I just wanted to start with, and I'm going to keep this short this morning, so hopefully we'll have as many questions as we had last week, because that was really wonderful. Put your questions, if you have them on Rumble, Cookie will pull your questions in over here, and then if you can put them in the Q&A, that would really be beneficial and helpful to me. So I just wanted to say that I found a document yesterday that was very interesting, that talked about, I'm not going to be able to do this, am I? That talked about, how much graphene oxide is actually toxic. It's a whole lot less than what you think, and it stays in your body a whole lot, a shorter period of time than what you might think. So I can't, if one of you girls can find it really quickly and stick it over in Telegram so I can see it. Put it in Diane's chat so I can see it. So it's really a whole lot less. And they use it then I found another article that they use it in a whole lot more things than what you might imagine. And they're planning to use it in many more things in the future. Your body clears it out pretty quickly. It's a carbon-based molecule. So it doesn't go away. So it goes away pretty quickly. If I can find that link, girls, you can set it over there in Telegram so I can see it. No, that's not it. It was the thing that I don't think that's it.
Is it posted, Dr. T?
No, what you posted to me was the PREP Act. So that's not it. Let's see. Hold on. Give me just 1 second, everybody.
Check the team chat. It has the thing about graphene oxide. I'm not sure if that's it says how much graphene oxide is toxic.
Oh, there it is. Yep, I got it. Yep, that's it. Okay, so I found this on homework.com. Interesting. And they put a link to show how much, where they got the information from. And I'm just going to read it to you. It says graphene oxide can be a toxic substance in the human body, although a single sheet of graphene, even if the graphene oxide is functioning as an impurity, will be 75% removed from the human body within 24 hours. However, thicker sheets, repeated application of graphene oxide or graphene oxide can cause an accumulation in the liver and the spleen. The toxicity of graphene oxide depends on the type of cells affected by the graphene oxide. Any concentration above 20 micrograms per ml, which is pretty good dose, that's pretty good size, for 24 hours is considered toxic to the epithelial cells of the lung and the fibroblasts. Fibroblasts is collagen in your system. However, other cells seem to withstand the effects of graphene oxide toxicity up to 50 micrograms per ml, which is quite a bit. So I think that it's something to be concerned about, but it's not something to be obsessed with. And I must get, I don't know, 4 to 10 questions a week in one form or another about graphene oxide being in dental anesthetics and how do I get that and nanobots and stuff out of my system. Apparently, it looks as though your body clears this out. Now, that's just your body clearing it within 75% within 24 hours because it's a carbon-based molecule. You know, we are made of carbon, so your body knows a little bit of how to do that. That doesn't mean that you should take as much of it in as you possibly can. In fact, you should avoid it orally or injected. But if a tiny, teeny, tiny little bit gets into your body from a Novocaine shot when you go to the dentist, I don't think it's a big concern, or it's not as big a concern as what people are making it. So I just wanted to share that with you because I thought it was really, really important. And I thought it was also important the fact that they're now talking about using it in all sorts of different things. They're experimenting it with it because of its flexibility and its durability and its hardness and things like that. So I think it's something to be aware of. I do not think it's something to be obsessed about, and know that your body does a pretty good job. And then I would say also that if you are using our zeolite, and I hope that all of you were able to watch the webinar that we did last week, because it was really good. And I will tell you that I learned a lot of things from that. I thought it was really important where he talked about that he had patients in his practice that, sorry, people, I'm still trying to deal with this technology here this morning, that he had patients in his practice that were heading towards renal failure, and using the zeolite cleaned out their kidneys and improved their BUN and creatinine so where they didn't need to go on dialysis. He suggested that people that were on dialysis to start very slowly, just maybe one spray a day for several weeks, because your kidneys need to be detoxified from it. And the other thing that I thought was really interesting, that he made a very clear explanation between the difference of activated charcoal and other types of gut detoxifiants compared to the zeolite. The zeolite absorbs into your bloodstream, where activated charcoal and bentonite clay do not. And so if you've got food poisoning or you've got other types of things that are in your gut that you're trying to get rid of, bentonite clay and activated charcoal work very well. And they grab things and push them out in your stool. But if you want to get into your system, it's the zeolite is absorbed into your system. Another thing he talked about was the nano size of the molecules of the graphene oxide. It's not nanotechnology. We got a couple of comments that came back that people were freaked out because they thought they were taking nanotechnology into their system. It wasn't nanotechnology. It's a nano size. It's like 1 to the -9th size or something like that. And it is a molecule that's in layers. So it's like a little basket that when it goes through your system, it's like a skimmer. And it picks up things and irreversibly binds them and passes them out through your urine or your stool. So I hope that that helps to clear that up a little bit. I hope that that also gets some information into you about the dental anesthetic thing that has a bunch of confusion. You know, I've said to people that, you know, you've got three choices. You can do general anesthesia. You can do your dental work without any numbing at all. My deceased husband and my dad used to go to the dentist, and no matter what they had done, they didn't use any Novocaine or any anesthesia at all. I mean, they put themselves into some sort of a meditative state or something, and just didn't use it all. I couldn't even imagine. And then the other option is to use the little cartridges, which are tenths of a cc. They're not even a full cc. They're tenths of a cc, which means they would have even smaller amounts of any sort of toxicant in it. And then use some oral EDTA. Like in our store, we have something called Kelex. It's an oral EDTA. If you're seeing a practitioner that actually does IV EDTA, that can help. That's been shown to help. Use some bentonite clay for your gut. Use some zeolite for your blood. So I hope that sort of clears that up a little bit. So the first question that we have today is, I tried to watch the interview with Dr. Lee yesterday, but the link only took me to the disclaimer. I couldn't watch the whole video. Is there a problem with the link? Michelle, can you or somebody else that's been working on that sort of explain that? What's going on with that? What we're doing to fix it?
Yeah, we've actually created a new post so that people can go and watch the post in the meantime. We're working on the page. There seems to be something just went wonky on the back end of that. So we're going to rebuild that entire page. But in the meantime, they can still watch the webinar. Go to drtenpenny.com. So drtenpenny.com/zeolite webinar. That's Zeolite webinar. Zeolite webinar. And you'll need a password, because there's a disclaimer on there. So you need to, by using the password, you've agreed to not copy and record and use it for your own purposes, et cetera, without our written permission. It's very, pretty simple disclaimer there and copyright. So the password is zero toxins with an S at the end of that. So ZeroToxins, zero toxins to watch the Dr. Lee webinar.
There you go. And didn't we do something about extending the offer too?
Oh, yes, that's right. We, because of the difficulties that we had on the page last week, we got Touchstone to extend the $5 offer for this week. So absolutely ends on Sunday. That's your last chance to get your $5 bottle. And this is, you can get a $5 bottle for anyone who's a first-time customer. So if you've bought anything else, you don't have a chance to get that $5 offer because you've probably already tried it. But for those of you who are brand new and have never tried it and should be on it, we're all on it. We're all using it. Go and let me get that link from Diane. You can still get access the link for that at drtenpenny.com/Dr. Lee Webb, DRLEE Webb, because the $5 offer is sitting there. But we're going to put it up on the screen right now. Diane's going to pop it up on the studio, and we'll put it here for our live studio audience, where you can still go ahead and get your $5 bottle. Guys, it's worth it. Free shipping, $5 bottle. Like, it doesn't even pay for the bottle. So it's a very good deal. I remember, Dr. T, when you first did this, the first time that we did a $5 offer like this, we couldn't believe that they were able to do this for people. Because we sent out thousands of those, and we're so grateful that people had a chance to buy it for that, for next to nothing.
Yeah, and that's, thank you. Thank you for letting people know that. And, that'll also be in the show notes. Because remember that if you miss morning coffee, the live version of it, like we're doing now, we post these in the afternoon over on Eye on the Evidence. It's drtenpenny.substack.com. It's posted under the podcast area so that you can listen to it again. And Diane does a great job of putting a whole bunch of show notes and links and things underneath there on the Substack. So if you missed it, or you're driving, or you're someplace that you can't write those things down that Michelle just told you, they will be posted, and you can go back and look at, if you go to drtenpenny.substack.com, and under the podcast tab, where you will see that morning coffee has been reposted there. It's usually up by this afternoon. It's up by tomorrow at the latest. I do want to just share and I have her permission to do this. A friend of mine sent me a text message this morning about the zeolite, and I think it's really interesting. And I do have her permission to share this, so I'm sharing it with all of you guys. It says, good morning. I had my son order the zeolite. His tongue used to be this weird yellow color. I sent him to an acupuncturist and a naturopath, a regular doctor. Nobody could tell him what was going on except there was something with his liver, blah, 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 blah. He's been doing the zeolite for 3 days now, and his tongue is completely normal. So this, she said, this stuff really works. So that's a real life example from a real life friend of mine who sent me a text message this morning about her son when he started the zeolite, and it took 3 days for this long standing discoloration on his tongue to go away. And in Chinese medicine, there's a thing called tongue diagnosis. You know, I took the UCLA medical acupuncture course way back in 1995. And when you take the course, you have to choose whether you're going to do a medical model or a pain module. And I chose the pain module. And but you learn a lot of the similar things, like you learn pulse diagnosis and you learn tongue diagnosis when you study acupuncture. And at the time, I was still working full-time in the emergency room, and I was getting ready to transition out into my first clinical practice and to do osteopathic manipulation and acupuncture. So that's why I took the course. It was 400 hours of home study. It was a really intensive course. And this was back in the day of VHF of tapes. And so when you went out and took the initial course, then they sent you home with a huge box of VHS tapes. Does that tell you how old I am? You know, using VHS tapes, it was a long time. So anyways, when we did the pulse diagnosis modules and the tongue diagnosis modules, I thought, okay, well, my clinical experience of practicing this is going to be in the emergency department. So when we did the pulse diagnosis, every single person that came in, whether they came in for a sprained ankle or ear infection or something like that, I would take an extra minute and feel their pulse. If people came in and they were laying on a gurney, I would put up the side rails and they'd have their arms on top of the side rails, and I'd walk up to them and I'd put my hands on their pulse. And sure enough, there was huge differences in pulses from left to right. And you learn to do it. There's three fingers on the left, three fingers on the right. And you do each finger like superficial and deep on both sides, because there's 12 acupuncture meridians. And so those were the 12 acupuncture points where you would feel pulse down. And it was remarkably different. It would feel like something they would call a thrill, which would go with each pulse, or it would be sharp and pointy, or it would have like a plateau across the top. I just thought, and I never got good enough at it to really be able to use it diagnostically, but I did it primarily because I wanted to see if there's anything to this. And it was a big difference. It was really a shocking difference to me. Then when we did the modules on tongue diagnosis, I did the same thing. Everybody that came in, whether they came in with a sprained ankle or a laceration on their hand or whatever or a dislocated shoulder, it didn't matter what they came into the ER for. I said, let me see your tongue. And man, I remember, this was so many years ago, but I remember some of the looks on people's faces like, okay, I have a sprained ankle. You want to see my tongue? But anyways, again, it was the same sort of thing. I noticed, I mean, there was huge differences, and there's different areas on the tongue that are representative of different organ systems. The one I remember is that the very, very tip of your tongue represents heart chakra. And when I would see people that had, you know, arrhythmias or chest pain or things like that, and I'd have them stick out their tongue, the very tip of their tongue would be bright red, like inflamed, really bright red. So I learned, it's a really incredible art to learn how to do really good tongue and pulse diagnosis. And I never learned to do it exceedingly well, but I learned both of them well enough to know that there was something to it. And that if you spent a lot of time doing those sorts of things, you could get really good at it, like the Chinese that have been doing it for 3,000 years. And so So when she told me that little story this morning about her tongue, about her son's tongue, I mean, I just, and that the zeolite really did in 3 days make this discoloration go away that a lot of different people had seen. And I know that a yellow discoloration of the tongue is often representative of liver congestion. It didn't surprise me, but it made me smile that the zeolite in that short a period of time had probably helped to clean out his liver and make the discoloration on his tongue go away. So I just thought I'd share that little bit about Chinese medicine and share a little bit about how zeolite, you know, really you could see it from the tongue diagnosis that the zeolite was working, because we get a lot of questions and you get this question, whether it's about zeolite or whether it's about just vitamins in general, how do I know it's working? You know, I'm spending all this money, I'm swallowing all these pills, how do I know it's working? Well, there is an actual physical example that she could actually see how the zeolite had helped her son's tongue, where a lot of practitioners didn't know what was wrong with it. Another thing I can say of how do you know that the vitamins are working, when you've been taking things for a while, like say months, and then suddenly you stop or you just discontinue, when the bottle runs out, you say, you know, I don't want to spend any more money on that. I'm going to not take that anymore. One of the things that ways that I think that you can tell whether how it was helping you was you stop it and then sort of pay attention to your symptoms. I mean, if suddenly you feel more tired, you feel more sluggish, rashes come back, your acne comes back, your vision isn't as good. If you were taking like the one supplement we have, it's called 20/20. If your vision is as good, that is one supplement I can honestly say that I can really tell the difference when I take it, when I don't. It's called 20/20. I believe it's in our store. And I take two of those every single morning. It's in my first little pile of pills that I take in the morning. And so that's another way that you can tell, is that you just stop taking it. If something went away and you stopped taking the zeolite or you stopped taking the supplement, and it started to come back, that would be a telltale sign to you that, boy, this really was working. So those are a few ways that you can do that. So that answered, Dorothy, that answered your question about the zeolite webinar. There's a question, do I think that zeolite can help stage 2 kidney disease? Yes, I do. In fact, Dr. Lee talked about that on the webinar. And I have another thing that helps that is ECP. I have a patient in the office, or a client in our clinic is the more appropriate way to call him, that he was at stage 3 renal failure, and he came to just start doing ECP because he had chronic chest pain. He popped nitroglycerins like you'd pop Tic Tacs or gum or something like that. He just was like eating nitros. And he'd already had one or two bypass surgeries. He'd had multiple stents inserted. And he used to comment about that his stents had stents. And so he would laugh about that. And so when he started doing ECP, his stage 3 kidney disease went from stage 3 to stage 2. And when he went to see his nephrologist, his kidney doctor said, "What are you doing? I've never seen this reverse like this." And he was taking CardioMiracle and he was doing ECP. And within, I don't know, he did all 35 treatments, and then within a couple of months after that, he was seeing a follow-up with his cardiologist, who was really super pleased with how well he had done with the ECP. And then when he saw his nephrologist said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I've never seen this before." So between those things and the zeolite, I also think that yes, it can help some mild kidney disease. If someone did not get the jab but is experiencing seizures, could it be related to shedding? What could be done to stop the seizures? Yes, it could be related to that. In fact, I've talked about this before, Sonia, that when the first tranche of Pfizer papers were released, there was a 38-page paper that was first released. And in that paper, there was about 8 pages of side effects and conditions that could be caused by the jabs. It was, there were over 1,200 conditions and diseases and problems that could be caused by the jabs. And I'm quite sure that Caesar disorders were in there. And then there had been so much reported and so much published in the last 4 years. Can you believe it's been 4 years since we went through all that? That the shedding can cause, and we think now that it's either the lipid nanoparticles or the lipid or the spike protein attached to the lipid nanoparticles or some of the nanobot technology or whatever it is that may be shedding. We don't even really know. Nobody's really studying it because there are very few people that are still getting boosters, so they're not actively shedding as much as they were. We know that the messenger RNA that has the pseudouridyl in it has the potential to being able to replicate forever and being able to get it out of your system. So it could. So I've said for the last 4 years, when people ask me that question, do you think that X condition could be caused by the jab or possibly by shedding? My answer is always yes. Sadly, yes. I was watching Stu Peter's new film last night, and it looked, and I've seen pieces of that before in various different ways. And it's, I don't know why I got so much junk in my throat this morning. But his new film was talking about, it had a lot of Karen Kingston stuff in there about the patents and what it was saying it did in the patents. And all the different things that are happening and all the evil of these people that, yes, down to the bench scientists, because the scientists had to mix it up and be the recipe person. So and they could claim innocence and saying, I was just doing what I was told, but they still did it. And there's going to be a recompense for all of these people. And I believe it will for sure be in the next world. But I believe it's also coming in this world with the Attorney General of Kansas filed in the last week or so filed a lawsuit against Pfizer for deceiving the company and for fraud. And the thing about fraud, that if you are charging someone with fraud, it doesn't have an expiration date. I mean, there's no statute of limitations on it. It goes on potentially forever. And so it's and if he can get some of the other attorney generals that seem to be pretty aggressive in Missouri and Tennessee and Louisiana, maybe even in Texas and Florida, if we can get some of those other attorney generals to join in, maybe there will be justice coming for America. America and the rest of the world, quite honestly. What is sRNA? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure what that one stands for, Julia. I know there are like 30 different kinds of RNAs. There's sRNA, there's siRNA, there's iRNA. There's, of course, mRNA that people know about. They all have certain kinds of functions in our body in terms of producing hormones and reproducing, repairing cells. Honestly, if you go out to Wikipedia, I'm not a huge fan of Wikipedia, but occasionally Wikipedia has some pages that are really worth looking at. And I believe that the Wikipedia page on RNA gives you a good explanation of what RNA is. And I believe it's got all kinds of listings of all the different types of RNA that is on the that the body makes, so that you can see what they do. I believe that would be a good resource for you to take a look at. Okay. Because I heard a 17-year-old speak about his summer job at Eli Lilly. He's excited about making strands. Well, not all RNAs are nefarious. And actually, messenger RNA itself is not nefarious. Messenger RNA is an essential part of our repair process in our body, that if we have a cut or you have surgery or you break a bone or something happens, your DNA needs to send out a messenger to make a new protein and repair your skin if you've had a cut or like if you've had a surgery or something like that. So RNA is not intrinsically evil. Messenger RNA is not bad. In fact, it's an essential part of our body. What made the messenger RNA and what makes the platform for making vaccines of the messenger RNA evil or making it bad is that they synthetically modified it. They took out a little piece of nucleic acid called pseudouridyl, or they took it called uridyl, which is a normal ingredient of the RNA, and they replaced it with another molecule called pseudoRNA or pseudouridyl, which makes that messenger RNA replicate in perpetuity. The regular RNA in our body, when we make proteins, it runs the RNA, and I did a lot of teaching about this early on at the beginning of COVID to explain to people how that works. There's actually a course at Learning for You. If you really want to go back and relearn that, there are courses that I did and that are inside of Learning for You about all the things with the messenger RNA, about the myth of the masks, about the nonsense of the social distancing, about the difference between uridyl and pseudouridyl and how it works in your body and why we need RNA and why regular RNA. It's like if you would run it through a machine, you would run it through a machine to make a protein. At the end of the machine, it would be done. Your body would just resorb it. That machine is called the ribosomes. And so when the RNA would run through the ribosomes to try to create a new protein, if you've had a cut or you've had a cut that you're trying to repair, and then it would end. When they replaced that uridyl, the end the little nucleic acid on the end of the RNA, instead of going through the ribosomes and disintegrating, it would go through the ribosomes and recycle, and it would go through again and again and again and continue to make the spike protein indefinitely. In fact, that's some of the autopsy information that has come out, that they can see that even months after having had a jab, that the messenger RNA with the pseudouridyl in it is still replicating and creating spike proteins in through the ribosomes. And that's what makes it so bad. So studying a little bit about RNA is a good thing. And so he's excited about making RNA. So I really want to make that clear. And I think that's something that we haven't talked about in the past and haven't made really clear. RNA, even messenger RNA, is not bad. It's not, and the messenger RNA itself is not an evil thing. It's the fact that they manipulated it and synthetically modified it that made it so bad. My goodness. We'll see if a little morning coffee makes a difference. And I'm taking this morning my pillow coffee that you can buy at mystore.com. Put coffee in the search. You can use DRT as your affiliate code and you get 15% off. And I love this coffee. You know, the other type of coffee that we use or that we recommend is, what is the name of that, Michelle? It's something Bliss. It's
Adaptobliss.
Adaptobliss. Thank you. Adaptobliss. And you can go to adaptobliss.com. You can use DRT to get 10% off, and it's made from mushrooms and shaga root. So if you like the taste of coffee and you enjoy coffee in the morning, but you don't like the caffeine and the caffeine makes your heart race or gives you a headache or whatever it does, or like for me, I can only, you know, about 2 cups of coffee is all I really want. Well, Adaptobliss is not only does it taste like regular coffee, it's a little bit milder than regular coffee, but it not only does it taste like regular coffee, it's good for you. It's made from mushrooms and shaga root. So,
and it has lion's mane too. I know somebody was asking about lion's mane the other day.
Yeah, about lion's mane. And I looked that up. I don't know much about that. About lion's mane, how it works. I know it helps with neurological things. I remember Mike Adams telling me that he had cut his finger doing something in his barn And he had cut it really severely, and he'd actually cut the nerve in his finger. And he took lion's mane, and in about 3 months, the nerve tend to grow back. So the lion's mane has some other types of benefits in there. The lion's mane also is in, they've now added it to CardioMiracle. And CardioMiracle, again, is cardio. You can go to cardiomiracle.com, and you can put DRT in as your affiliate code. And they continually improve the product. I mean, forever and ever and ever, they're continuing to improve the product. And we love CardioMiracle, and they sponsor our show, and we really appreciate you buying from us, from them, and using our affiliate code DRT.
Hey, Dr. T, just about that coffee for a second, I just wanted to mention here, Dr. Tenpenny always kinds of jokes about the way I drink my coffee because
doesn't drink coffee. she drinks an event. So it's not like I walk in my kitchen in the morning and pour coffee in the, I make a pot, and it usually lasts me 2, maybe 3 days. So I'm not a coffee snob, and I go in and I pour myself a cup of coffee from a pot from yesterday, put it in the microwave, and that's my coffee. Michelle, when she makes her coffee, it's an event. It's an event in the morning. It's not just coffee. So
yeah, it's a ritual. This one here I like because I could have multiple times. That's why Dr. Tenpenny was mentioning, you know, someone who wants to have multiples and not have the jitters. And it does have some coffee in it. It has a blend of coffee and I think it's Arabica. Is that how you say it? Arabica coffee, together with the mushroom. So you still get the taste of coffee. And one of the things that I noticed, do you guys remember the Four Sigmatic? They had like a mushroom kind of coffee. I could never get into it because it tasted too much like mushrooms. This tastes like coffee versus tasting like mushrooms. So that's why I was like, oh my gosh, I want more of this. And when we had our meeting together with Dr. T in May, we had a very, very long meeting day. And I literally had 5 of these. And since I got home, I tried it different ways. I did it in my espresso machine. So I have like Dr. Tenpenny says, I have my event coffee. So I put it in my machine in the grounded section, and it worked perfectly. I've also done it the old fashioned way. I call it the Italian way, you know, when you put it on the stove in that old espresso maker. So I've done it like that too. And I think Patricia does it like the Turkish way in, when you use the whole coffee together with the boiled water. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that because I've tried it several different ways and I love it every way, but I still love my coffee too, when I need that caffeine boost. So they're both here in front of my face.
Yeah. And the, my coffee, I was just really surprised by the My Coffee. I've mentioned this before on this show that I don't usually drink dark roast. It usually tastes burnt and kind of too strong for me. But I got the dark roast already ground beans, and I love it. I mean, I put about a half a cup. I use a little, you know, measuring cup. I put about a half a cup in my drip maker, and I really like it. It's really, really good. So I hope that you'll try it, and you'll try either the Adaptabliss if you want the mushrooms, or you want just the plain old coffee. You'll try the My Coffee and maybe give us some feedback. We'll talk about it on one of the mornings, and you can give us some feedback. Okay, our next question here is: it's safe to take the Zeolite protocol while you're injecting Ajovy for migraines? It would be okay to start Zeolite while working towards getting off Ajovy. Yes, the answer to that is yes. Yes, it does. It's remember that pharmaceutical drugs are really large molecules, and the charges on them are very different. So I don't think that, so the zeolite really doesn't mess with your pharmaceuticals. And so you can go ahead and do that and work your way off of the migraine medicine as much as you can. Where can I find the best advice for healing osteoporosis naturally? My husband's doctor wants to prescribe toxic drugs. There is a ton of information out there on, you know, just go to Amazon, and there's a ton of books out there, and there's websites, there's all kinds of things about healing osteoporosis naturally. The three things that I always recommend, and I'm going to try to do a whole osteoporosis webinar this fall. So keep that in mind. We're going to do it. But take, you know, your calcium, magnesium, of course. It's really important to take magnesium to balance out your calcium. And then 3 to 6 milligrams per day of boron and about 700 milligrams a day of strontium. Now, we have a supplement in our store. I think it's called OptiBone or something like that, or OptiBone Health. And it's got little packets of everything that you need. You don't take that all together. Take the strontium off by itself, because strontium is absorbed through the same channels as your calcium and calcium is. And so they compete with absorption. And so you get less absorption of both of them. But other than that, those are really, really good. You also need exercise. We have a product that I know I've set up the affiliate program with it yet, but I'm not sure that I have do we have the link for the Juvent? Do you know that?
No, I don't think so, Dr. T.
Okay.
But we can get that set up this week.
Yeah, remind me. I think I've already got it set up. Maybe it's just got lost in our zillion of messages that go back and forth somewhere. But there's a plate, a vibratory plate called Adjuvant. Adjuvant. It's not an adjuvant, like inside a vaccine. It's not an adjuvant. It's called Juvent. And Juvent, you stand on it 20 minutes a day. It's a microcurrent and a micro vibration. Unlike the very large, heavier plates like Viva Slims and things like that, that are really damaging to your brain, this one has studied literature on how it can help with your osteoporosis and endless stories of improvement of all kinds of things with the microcirculation. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about, you also need omega-3s, which is really important for your bones. There's the main thing that you need to do is weight-bearing exercise. So while swimming is good for your cardiovascular system, swimming doesn't do a lot for osteoporosis. You need to be walking an elliptical isn't great for osteoporosis. It's better than swimming, but it's not as good as literally walking, like smacking your feet on pavement and just walking. And so so on a treadmill, on outside, since the weather has gotten so nice. So there's lots of things that can be done naturally. There are books that are out on Amazon and also websites that you'll be able to find more information than what I can give you here. We will be doing an osteoporosis webinar sometime this fall. So this is from a listener. It says, in regard to H1N1 vaccine from 2009, for someone who received the bird flu shot at that time in Europe and shortly thereafter got sick, years later developed fibromyalgia. This has come up a couple of times, Heather. I feel like the start of the killer vax, like coronavirus, is now, if H5N1 is coming up, it's probably a trial. You have to, and I know that they are available. There were at least three different versions or three different forms of the H1N1 vaccine. One of them was by a company called CSL out of Australia that caused narcolepsy, and they pulled it off the market. We have a lot of things inside of the research library, and you can go in and you can sort and look for flu shots and to see if you can find information there. There's a lot of information, and it is from 2009. It's hard to find anything about any vaccines these days out on the internet, because when you start searching, the only stuff that comes up in the first 20 or 30 slots on Google or on Brave or whatever your search engine is that you use, it's all about coronavirus and all about the COVID shots. So you either have to dig back or you have to get very specific on your search. If you're looking for, I would put in H1N1 vaccine, 2009, side effects, and see if you can come up with anything that way. And as you're digging back through the older stuff on the internet, the internet's been around now for what, about 30 years, something like that. If you can imagine the millions and billions of pieces of data and, lost and abandoned websites and all sorts of things that are out there. So you have to become really targeted in your searches. If you're searching for something out on the internet, or you're not going to find it. I mean, if you're just looking for vaccines, you have to put in specific like MMR vaccines, DPT, Prevnar 17. You have to put in really specific names and things like that in order to have any success on doing your searches. So that's any information. So when you do those searches, you can look up for things. I mean, all the healing, let me just make a blanket statement here. People are asking for specific cures or specific, how do I get better from, fill in the blank. And really, at the end of the day, it's all the same. It's, first of all, it's diet, diet, diet. Take out pro-inflammatory foods, as much, eat as much organic as you can find or you can afford. Take out anything that's got a lot of processed foods or food additives in it. That's the first place to start. Diet, diet, diet. Purified water, that's the second part. You know, drink 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 glasses a day of purified water. Those two things are the first two things. And then exercise. Get your heart rate up. Get your heart rate up. Even if it's just for 5 or 6 minutes a day, they've actually done studies that they've shown that for neurological things, if you do 3 rounds of interval training, like you walk at a steady pace for like a minute or a minute and a half or 2 minutes, and then you go for as fast as you possibly can for 30 to 60 seconds, and then stop, sit down in a chair, let your heart rate come back to normal, and then do that again. Do that 3 times. That's called quick interval training. That is absolutely helpful to neurological problems. So diet, water, exercise, and sleep. You know, I wrote a Substack on dr10penny.substack.com about the glymphatic system. The glymphatic system is the drainage system, the lymphatic system of your brain. It only works. It only takes out the garbage. It only gets rid of the stuff. It only takes out the garbage when you're sleeping. So adequate sleep is really important. And, you know, the standard of 8 hours of sleep a night doesn't work for everybody. Some people need 10. Some people need 6. So find the right amount of sleep for you. That when you sleep, when you wake up, you feel refreshed and you feel like, yeah, I've had a pretty good night's sleep, or I feel like I've had enough sleep. That's how you can tell when the right amount of sleep is for you, is how you feel when you wake up on a consistent basis. I mean, you know, some days you're going to wake up and feel tired, and some days you're going to wake up early and feel bright and chipper and ready to go. So it's kind of on a weighted average, like how out of a 7 nights of sleep, what is the average number of hours of sleep you got per night? For me personally, I get about 6.5. I occasionally get more. I rarely these days get less. But, you know, since I've had the stroke, I'm really cognizant about my sleep. And I really try to get at least 6.5 hours of sleep at night. So diet, diet, diet. Clean up your diet. Get rid of the junk. Stop drinking Diet Coke. Stop using white sugar. Don't use white sugar in your coffee. You know, there's other things that you can do for sweet things like maple syrup and molasses. Even is a natural sort of, it's a food that you can use for sweeteners. So diet, diet, diet. Clean up your diet. Get rid of the inflammatory stuff. Drink more purified water. Whether you have a Berkey or whether you have one of those portable little pitchers or you've got a filtration system on your refrigerator, drink as much purified water as you can. Because remember, water purifier, to my knowledge, takes out 100% of the junk that's in our water. There are over 4,000 particles of prescription drugs in tap water because the water filtration plants in our cities are old. And they don't have filters that take out all the new drugs, that the drugs are in different sizes and different particle sizes and different charges. So they can't take them all out. But if you take out half or 2/3 or 3/4, it's better than nothing. So clean up your diet, clean up your water, get some exercise, get your heart rate up, get some oxygen in, and get some sleep. Anybody can start with those 4 things. You know, I've mentioned this before. The American Academy of Lifestyle Medicine has a diet that anybody can do. And it's kind of along the same lines of what I just said. What they say is eat real food. Stuff that comes in a can, a box, or they hand out your window is not real food. So eat real food. Eat mostly fruits and vegetables. Eat as much organic as you can. And don't eat so much. You know, if you're trying to lose weight, a mental trick that you can use for trying to lose weight is eat off of a salad plate. Don't eat off of a dinner plate, because visually, if you only fill up that plate halfway full, you're visually sort of think that your stomach's only going to be half full and you want to eat more. So eat on a smaller plate, eat on a salad plate and fill it up, because that will be about half of what it would be on a dinner plate. And you get the visual sensation. You sort of trick yourself into thinking that you're eating a lot more than what you really are. And that's a tricky way, a simple trick to cut back on the amount that you eat. So when people say, how do I fix this? How do I cure this? What do I do to get this better? How do I heal it? Start there with every one of the conditions you're talking about. And there's a zillion of them. There's blood pressure. There's all kinds of things. But that's a really simple way to do it. And then add, you know, our big favorite thing, add a little bit of natural detox. Add a simple little Pure Body Extra, a little bit of a spray that, you know, and I leave it down here on my computer so I can take it. Every time I come down to do a podcast, I take a couple more shots of it. You can't overdo it. And so it's a simple detox, and doing those things will just, it will absolutely move you towards health. And it didn't cost you anything that you wouldn't have spent already. You know, yes, on the zeolite, but you can get a $5 bottle. If you haven't purchased one before, a bottle for $5 to try it. Yes, organic is a little bit more expensive than regular food, but you're going to buy the food anyways. You might as well buy good quality food. A water purifier, you buy it once and you use it forever. And getting sleep is free. So hopefully that, you know, when you want to fill in the blank, or you hear somebody that wants to, that says, how do I stop whatever? How do I heal? Fill in the blank, and on and on and on. You direct them to this recording. This will be up on my Substack, on Eye in the Evidence, on dr10penny.substack.com, no later than tomorrow. You can get the link, share it around, tell people this is a really good way to start your healing process. And let me talk for you. share the link with them and let me talk for you. Okay, the next question here is, Brandon asked, what would someone who's experiencing blood clots in the leg after knee surgery do to dissolve the clots? Well, they probably got that person on Eliquis or heparin or Coumadin or something like that already pharmaceutically. So as long as they are on those pharmaceutical things, it's difficult to add in things like natokinase and bromelain and other things, Wobenzyme, other things that break up your blood clots. So you couldn't really do that if you were on those. You can take natokinase if you're on it'll come to me in a second. If you're on some of the blood thinners, but you have to be really careful with it, because natokinase really works. I mean, it really does thin your blood. So you have to be, you know, really careful if you're taking it with blood thinners. And the same treatment would be for the jabbed and the unjabbed. Oh, gosh, let's see. My friend's son and daughter-in-law jabbed, who knows how many times, are expecting their first baby and have told family and friends that they will have a recent whooping cough vax in order to see the baby. My friend just got a DTaP at an emergency room when getting stitches for a cut, so he said, okay, I refuse, although was certainly vaxxed during my military service years ago. We did not get the COVID shot. Thoughts on guidance for this young couple and getting people required to get a whooping cough shot for the sake of the newborn. Well, that's a really interesting learning for you that I did. It's really, really interesting. I suppose you remember maybe a few years ago when there we had all of those Big Bad Wolf commercials about the grandma needed to have the whooping cough vaccine to protect the baby. And then they found that by getting the whooping cough vaccine, that the grandma or grandpa ended up being a carrier of the pertussis antigens. And actually, as you're holding the baby and breathing on the baby, you're actually breathing those pertussis particles on the baby, and you're increasing their risk of getting the pertussis. It's this whole thing about thinking that vaccines do something good for us is absolute utter nonsense. And I really hope that so many people, since they started questioning the COVID jab, that they, and now there's a larger growing questioning about the childhood vaccination schedule, that this whole thing will unwind and go away within the next 10 years, because it is absolutely utter nonsense. So you could get your son and daughter-in-law, maybe you could buy them a course from Learning for You about the pertussis jab, and so that they can learn about it. You can get them the book Turtles All the Way Down, because that's written by a couple of Israeli physicians who remained anonymous, and Mary Holland and Joey O'Toole are the editors on that book. But it's very well documented. It's got, I don't know, something like 1,200 references or something. And that is a really, really good thing for them to get in terms of reading, if they're a reader versus a watcher. And because it's written by doctors, it's written by physicians, that perhaps you can get them educated that way. And there are a few,
There's a course inside Learning for You, and I have a short link for it. It's bit.ly, so bit.ly/L4U, like the letter U, hyphen pertussis, pertussis. Diane will put it up in the studio, and I put it up here as well. I put their direct link. But for anybody who wants to get it directly, go to that bit.ly link. It'll get you through. You know, our Learning for You courses, we have so many courses in there that I wish more people would visit. Go to learningforyou.org and visit all of our courses in there. Guys, there's a pediatric series there. There's the COVID series there. Dr. T and the team have worked so hard to put this information out there for you guys, not just the last 4 years, probably the last 20 years this has been in the making, with all the vaccine courses that Dr. T has worked on. And there's, you know, a huge library of information in there that everyone that follows us, that listens to us here, should be going over there and taking some of those courses. Because as we go into the future, it is so important now more than ever that you're educated on this information, because they're going to throw everything at you and at our loved ones that they can throw. And unless we can be articulate in the information that we've learned and really be able to help educate others, we are going to drown in a sea of misinformation coming from mainstream media and your doctors. So please do it for yourselves. I mean, it's not for us, it's for you. Do it for yourselves. Please go and get some of those courses, educate yourself so you can please help others learn who are maybe not awake yet to what's going on in the world of medical corruption. Please go ahead and learn that.
Michelle, also, for, I know somebody was asking about ingredients within the vaccines earlier. There's an ingredient course series, and it's deeply discounted right now on the site. So if you're not getting emails from Learning for You, go ahead and sign up, because they send out monthly, they pick a course or series of courses, and they get deeply discounted so that it's easier for people to access. So go ahead and check your emails and check out the courses. You don't need any special code for the ones that are deeply discounted for that month. They'll just be, you'll see it on the site, which makes it a lot easier.
Cookie, how many emails, like say per week or per month, do you usually send out from Learning for You?
We usually send out weekly. We'll send out the deeply discounts. We'll send out the reminders for the courses, and then we'll switch it up every month.
Okay, there we go. And just so you guys know that we are just starting, probably this week, there's going to be some new courses there about prepping. And we're going to do a prepper Right now, it's scheduled to do a prepper boot camp again this fall that'll be completely different than the prepper boot camps that we did in the past with the canning and all those different things. Matt is putting together something completely new and very timely. And unfortunately for today, we are out of time and there's still some questions in here. I just want to make two quick comments. I won't elaborate on it very much on these comments. How do you know if EMFs are making you sick? You can just make the assumption that they are. Next Monday, I am doing an interview with Christian Osch from Switzerland with really great information in there about EMFs and 5G. So next Monday night on the Brighteon Show at 7 p.m. Eastern, you should be able to listen to that. Is there any way to know that EMFs are making you sick? You can make the assumption that they are. And EMF Soul maybe have some solutions for you. And if you use our affiliate code DRT at EMF Soul, you can get some information there. And one last question is, would a stent require replacement after 15 years? I would be really cautious about replacing a stent. If you go to the Loan Institute, L-O-W-N Institute, it's Loan Institute. It's either .com or .org, loaninstitute.com or .org, and read their articles about stents don't work. And if you're anywhere close to us here in Cleveland, or you are in close to us in California, you can come to our ECP clinics. You can find out information about that at tenpennyecp.com, tenpennyecp as in Peter, at tenpennyecp.com. There's tons of information. There's videos, there's interviews, there's testimonials on there. And I would do that instead of doing another stent. And with that, I want to thank everybody. I'm sorry I didn't get to the rest of your questions this morning. They're really good. And I'm sorry to my Brighteon listeners this morning that we didn't get to your questions over there. But maybe we can capture these questions and maybe I can write out some answers for them. We can put them on our newsletter. If you haven't signed up for our newsletter yet, go to drtenpenny.com and sign up for our newsletter. The girls do a fabulous job. We get a newsletter that comes out 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We've got posts on Tuesday and Thursday on the Substack. I do a Substack on Saturday and Sunday. So yeah, there's a whole lot of me out there. So with that, I want to thank everybody for being here today. I really enjoy these morning coffees with everyone. And I want to make sure that you know that tonight is a happy hour with Dr. T at Tuesday night. Thursday night is another happy hour with Dr. T at 6 p.m. And then 7 p.m. is critically thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P. And this week is a 5 Docs week. This week is a 5 Docs week on Thursday night. And as you know, those are always loaded with all kinds of information, sometimes some fireworks. So we hope to see you there. So with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, lean into God, trust him for everything. He'll never let you down. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next week, same place, same time, with Morning Coffee with Dr. T. Goodbye and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our OptiLine, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.